The latest version of the healthcare bill in the U.S. Senate has a special carve-out to help Alaska's individual insurance market. The bill, which was revealed today, would send several $100 million a year to any state with extra high premiums. As it's defined right now, that only means Alaska. The provision is a sweetener that seems designed to win support of Alaska's uncommitted senators for a bill that would reform President Obama's signature healthcare law. Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
So do you have the votes on the motion?
Hundreds of reporters and photographers mobbed in Capitol hallways, flocking to senators going to and from meetings with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Vice President Mike Pence, who are pushing hard for Republicans to support the bill.
But Senator McCain, was it your impression that there are enough votes for the motion to proceed?
I am not going to talk about what goes on.
Reporters spotted Senator Lisa Murkowski going into a meeting.
Do you think that leadership has listened to your concerns up until now?
I don't know. That's why it's going to be important to see what's actually included this morning.
Murkowski knows every hidden passage in the building, and afterward, she made herself scarce. Senator Dan Sullivan said late in the day he hadn't had a chance to read the entire bill yet, so he couldn't say how he'd vote.
On the motion to proceed, I'm not making any comment until I get through it and understand it.
But Sullivan says he likes that the bill has a big increase in funds to help states stabilize their insurance markets.
And then there was what I'm referring to as a safety valve for states with extremely high premiums.
Healthcare policy wonks around the Capitol are calling it the Caribou Kickback. Safety valve, carve out, or kickback, here's how the provision works. It would send Alaska, or any state that has insurance premiums that are 75% higher than the national average, 1% of several big pots of money to help bring down costs for people who buy their own coverage. The bottom line is Alaska and its insurers would get at least $150 million next year, rising to $240 million by 2021. But if the price of Alaska's insurance falls and is no longer 75% higher than the national average, that money would no longer be reserved for Alaska. The health secretary would decide how to spend it. All of that money is just for the individual market. Far more Alaskans are covered by Medicaid, and the bill would make big changes to that program. Senator Sullivan says it's not clear to him yet what the effects would be in Alaska.
And I'm not trying to dodge. I just really need to dig into it. There's some issues that I've been very focused on the Medicaid side that I don't have an answer to yet in this draft because I haven't fully gotten through it.
Supporters of the bill object to the term Medicaid cuts. They say it would slow the rate of Medicaid growth. Opponents say the bill would take billions of dollars out of Medicaid, which covers the poor, disabled people, many nursing home residents, and a lot of children. Aviva Arendine, a former healthcare official in the Obama administration, says Alaska wouldn't fare well under the Republican bill, even with the 1% carve-out for the individual market.
The answer is that Alaska would still lose big from this bill as a whole. That's because it's hit very hard by both the Medicaid provisions of the bill and exceptionally hard, the hardest hit state, by the marketplace provisions.
Senator McConnell says he wants to hold a vote on the bill next week. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.